HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I am Prasun and I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it.
An expert panel set up by the IT ministry submitted a report this past week on how to regulate non-personal data. Now, non-personal data is pretty much anything that does not uniquely identify you. Imagine an Excel sheet which has your name in one column and your sexual orientation, gender, age, and other things about you in another column. This is personal data, as long as your name is attached to it. The moment I remove your name or any other way to uniquely identify you, it becomes non-personal data. Another example could be how Google shows you traffic near you. It doesn't check who is near you, it just checks how many phones are near you and uses that with other data to tell you just how much traffic density is around you. This again is an example of non-personal data. And Venny didn't make note of this report because, you know, this doesn't make for sensational headlines. It doesn't make for a very catchy headline, so to speak. And of course, this is only a recommendation right now. But what the committee is saying here is actually quite troubling, and we must all note what's happening here. Policy experts say that in many ways, this is a one-of-a-kind report. So even the European GDPR, which is like the poster boy for data protection regulations around the world, even that regulation has shied away from regulating non-personal data. And there's a reason for that. So imagine if a government could ask Facebook for population demographics in a particular area and then formulate laws according to those demographics. It could, of course, be used for good. You could determine whether a particular area has more Muslim population and make laws that can help that population. But you could also use it to make more targeted versions of laws that are anti a particular kind of religion or anti a particular kind of people. And that's, of course, not good. That actually could be called way too much power for any one authority. What this committee says is that the government can ask companies for such data and use it to formulate laws, formulate their plans, and other things. Not only that, they could also use this to give an advantage to Indian companies. For example, it takes away what is called business advantage. So basically, Facebook, Google, companies like that have worked for years to build petabytes of data, and it's this data that helps them advance their algorithms faster, make new products, and basically stay ahead of the curve. With a regulation like this, the government could compel such companies to share this advantage with the startup. And that doesn't really seem fair on Google and Facebook because they're not getting paid for that service. And at this point, you do have APIs that a startup can ping in order to use the data that Google and Facebook have. Except in that case, Google and Facebook also gain something from it. In this case, they don't. And it could be a real problem. Another thing is that the report doesn't really say that the government needs to provide an explanation for getting such access. And that again is problematic. What the committee has recommended is that a separate legislation should be made for non-personal data, which is fine, except that if that legislation allows this much power to any one authority, that isn't really a very good thing now, is it? It's basically nationalization of data. It's regulating data the way coal, oil, etc. are regulated. Except that coal and oil, etc., don't really tell a government how we behave, what we like, who we are, things like that. Now, of course, there are good things to this. The government could easily ask, say, a Google to share data about traffic and use that to make decisions on how roads should be built, how wide roads need to be in a particular area, where we need to build roads faster, and so on. But again, like most things about data, it comes to the pros and cons. By nationalizing data, you could stop, say, a Google or a Facebook or even Jio for that matter from making a monopoly. At the same time, you could also use something like this to help companies make a monopoly. At the end, what we know for sure is that anonymized non-personal data can still be weaponized and it can be really harmful for user privacy. While regulating it could be a novel idea, it may also be a really bad idea to give this much power to any one entity.
So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.